This is Cubs Weekly on the home of the Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN.
And welcome back to Cubs Weekly here on 720 WGN. Jordan Bernfield here at the Woody's Wiffle for a Diffle event, and I'm here with former Cub Derek Lee. Derek, first of all, thanks so much for taking the time. How does it feel to be back at Wrigley?
Feels good, man. Just walking out here and seeing the green grass and the stands and the rooftops, it just feels good to be back.
How often do you guys keep in touch, guys from the teams that you played for? You were here in Chicago for a long time. I know you and Kerry are still pretty close, but do you talk to a lot of the guys on the team still?
You know, it's like a text here or there. You know, everyone's on their own schedule, so we're definitely not on the phone with each other all the time, but we definitely stay in touch. Woody was out in my area. We had dinner. So we keep tabs.
How much do you miss playing?
Not as much as I thought I might. I've enjoyed it so far. You know, to have a summer with the family has been pretty special. I've really enjoyed it. So far, no regrets.
What are you doing these days? You just relaxing, or are you doing some other things? What is Derek Lee up to?
You know what? I don't know if I call it relaxing with three kids, because, man, I mean, it's always something. But, no work, just being at home with the family and enjoying the kids and their activities.
Yeah, I mean, how nice is it to be able to spend more time with your family? Because I would imagine, especially playing for the Cubs, you know, with all the different times that you play, you can't really get into too much of a routine.
Yeah, you know, the season is... It's one of those things. Anytime you get some time to spend with the family, you cherish it. You know, it's few and far between. But it's been great being there every day. You know, waking up, making my daughter breakfast, taking her to school, spending the summer. We rent an RV, just enjoying things like that. So it's been great.
Joined by Derek Lee, former Cubs first baseman, former All-Star here on Cubs Weekly on WGN. So you're here for this event. I mean, when Kerry called you, how excited were you about getting to come back and be part of something like this?
Well, when I got the email with all the information, I was thinking, that is a great idea. You know, just to be able to pull that off, a wiffle ball tournament on Wrigley Field. You know, if anybody could do it, it's Woody and Sarah. So, you know, I know how many great things they do for this community, and I was just happy to be a part of this and help them out.
So were you a wiffle ball player as a kid, or did you not play as much? I figure as a baseball guy you would, but some guys don't.
That's how I learned to play.
Yeah.
It was either wiffle ball or a game we call lemon ball. In grandma's backyard, and that's literally how I learned to play the game.
Now, what's lemon ball?
You know those plastic lemons you get in the store with the juice inside?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So you get that, you squeeze all the juice out, take the cap off, and you'd be amazed the things you can make that ball do. And we used to play a game called strikeout with that lemon ball, and if you can hit a lemon ball, you can play baseball.
Well, you throw like lots of crazy curveballs and sliders?
Curveballs. I mean, you can make the ball start behind someone and, you know, go all the way outside. Let's try it sometime.
I think I'm going to have to. What do you miss most about playing baseball, and particularly for the Cubs?
The competition. You know, here in Chicago, you know, we wanted to win so bad for the city and the fans. It was really a driving force every day, even in off season. And that's what I miss. Just, you know, 25 guys really striving for one goal, and those days were special.
What are your favorite memories, particularly about playing here? Because you were on some very successful Cub teams.
A lot of great memories. My first day walking out on this field in 2004, you know, was special. You know, going to the playoffs in 07 and 08 was special. The team we had in 04 was special. Playing for Dusty Baker was special. Just so many things. It was a good 7 years for me.
And you didn't even mention 2005, when I believe you were hitting 372 at the All-Star break.
Yeah, that was a fun season. But, you know, it's funny. As players, I don't think those are the things we remember. You know, we remember the relationships and kind of going to battle with 25 other guys. And, you know, those are the things that really stick out.
Joined by Derek Lee here on Cubs Weekly on WGN. What do you look forward to doing now in your retirement? I know you're getting to be with your family and you can watch your kids grow up, which is great. But will we ever see you maybe as a broadcaster in the media? You think you'll ever get back into the game? What are your thoughts?
I could see myself back in the game. I won't be being a broadcaster. Well, I guess you should never say never, but I don't see that. I would love to maybe get in the front office and help make some personnel decisions, maybe something like that. We'll see.
Future GM Derek Lee, huh?
You never know. We'll see.
You think you could do some scouting, or would you want to be a coach, or those things that would interest you?
I don't think coach. Actually, I don't think GM either, because those are some long hours. I want to make my own schedule. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Derek, thanks so much for taking time. I appreciate you joining me on this, and best of luck in the Home Run Derby and the game tonight. Are you feeling any pressure to come out and have a big game as a former Cub player?
Not at all. I'm going to come out here, have fun, and support Carrie and Sarah, and just enjoy it.
And that's Derek Lee joining us here on Cubs Weekly on WGN. Love to talk to Derek Lee. It's such a solid and steady career with the Chicago Cubs.